Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Hi, Hans. Hope you're all doing well now today. I'm going to start off with the first problem here coming in from someone that's very distressed. Here we go. I'm a recently single and relatively young woman who's been out of the dating scene for the past 10 years. I was married to a man and loved and gave him everything I had for the time we were together. Christmas Eve, I arrived home early from town with the last few presents for the kids to find him in our marital bed with my sister's husband. Jesus. And there were more than the tree up. I have gone out into town a couple of times since, trying to forget him and find a man, but I don't have the confidence in me to approach a guy that I like, so I end up getting ridiculously drunk and acting out of character, doing things I swore I'd never do. Can you please help me? I don't want to be easy for the guys, but I'm so lonely. Please, LMRA, help me. Hi, hon. Tell you the truth, I'm snapping here in the studio myself. That is terrible, carry on. Christmas and all, would you be well? Some people you just wouldn't be up to with them. I don't know what has been going through. In your good wedding bed and all, like, I can't believe it. I hope you went in there and uplifted the two of them out of bed with a box. I swear to God, I'm snapping here, so I am. You're dead right, though. You'd be the same as me now. Go out, have a good time. It doesn't matter if you get mouthy, like, or get drunk. It doesn't matter who you go on with, where you end up the next day. Because you're out to have a good time, and it's about time you done something about it, you know? Come here, what was I going to say to you there? Did you throw the husband out, or, like, all his stuff, do you know, all his belongings and all? Does he still have, if he's any gold or anything? Because I'm giving queer good prices on gold at this time of the year. So if you drop me an old poke or something on Facebook, and I could get in contact with you, I'm sure, you know, you'd make a few pounds for yourself to go out and meet a nice old fella. I'll tell you the truth, hon, life can be terrible gas sometimes, but as I always say, what doesn't kill you makes you longer. Best of luck with everything now, hon, and I hope I helped you out a bit there today. Oh yeah, don't forget about the old jewellery. Loves you, hon. Okay, so I hope that helped that poor lady out there. Now we're going to move on to the second problem today. Here we go now. I met a lovely girl last summer in Santa Ponsa, where I was on holidays for 2 weeks, but we were struggling with our long-distance relationship. She is living in the UK, originally from Zambia, and we only get to see each other once or twice a month. I come from a very religious family, and all of them have a problem with her race. When she comes to visit, we have to stay in a hotel. That's terrible, so it is. I feel really bad for you already. It's so not fair. I love her with all my heart and wish my family wouldn't be so narrow-minded and just accept her for who she is, as I am planning on marrying her in the future. And that's from some very frustrated young fella. Ah, lads, that's too bad. Your family are in a bad way, lads. In this day and age, getting on to you about the young one's race. Swear to God. Jesus, I couldn't believe it here reading the question. But come here, is she racing horses or dogs or what is it? Because I couldn't get that part from the question, like. Because I have a grand old lurcher here in the back garden. He's in the shed there, and I'm looking for someone to buy him off me. If you're interested, sure, an old poke or something on Facebook later on. Do you know, we can meet up, arrange to. I'll show him to you. He's a grand lad, so he is. But anyway, about that problem there, I tell you what I do, right? I get my mother or father or whoever it is, I pull them aside into the kitchen or something and say, look, ma or dad or brother or sister, do you know, I say, I'm with this young one now and I plan to spend the rest of my life with her, right? And I don't care if she decides to race camels across the Bog of Allen, I'm going to be with her and that's that. That's what you do, hon, now, and I hope I'm after helping you out there, right? Take care and remember, slow and steady wins the race. Loves you, hon.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. And now, a look at the papers.
Just going to go through the newspapers here now, do a bit of review of a review, you know, yourself, and looking at the Sun here now. Oh, Jesus, Mother God, these Californians here are the first people I've seen on the shower fucking ages, if you ask me. They're no more from Tala now than I am. Stadium. Now there's a one on her, and I swear to God she's the very same as something that you see over in Alaska. She looks like an igloo, that's what it is, or an Eskimo, sorry, not an igloo, an Eskimo. The stadium, they're making a show of themselves, like. Sure, I'd never, and ask me why you never leave Carlotown. Would you be bothered going up to a shower of fucking simpletons? Look at the cut of my one on a picture here now. If you can picture this, there's three ones standing around a fella, and one of them has their finger in his belly button. Like, come on. What are they doing? This is the headline. Party mad housemates. I say they haven't seen a party in all their lives, if you ask me. They're looking and I say they're only fresh out of fucking their confirmation. There's the one, she's wearing a pair of shoes, I swear to God, they're about 6 foot heels on them. Spastics. I wouldn't watch it now. I watched it one time for about, I say, a millisecond, if you can call it that, and I turned it straight over. I'd rather watch Ear to the Ground Omnibus on repeat for 6 months, if you ask me, because I don't know how it got on the telly. I don't know how that crowd of ages got on the telly. There's a blonde one, a kind of a red one. I don't know if she's foreign or if she's from where, because she could be from another planet by the look of her. A spastic. I don't even want to get into them anymore now, because they're my blood is boiling looking at them. Fucking spastics. Spastic fornia, that's what that should be called. And just after coming across something which is a very close to my heart here, to tell you the truth, broadband from that shower tree. But I tell you the truth, I had a phone with them there, I had it going for a few months, a bill phone. And I got no more coverage. I get more coverage out of a cup and a bit of a string, to tell you the truth. I swear to God, they won't stop ringing the phone looking for money, and I'm not going to pay them. I shout, €300, that's what I owed him actually. And they rang my mother and all, and I asked her the other day, I said that I was dead, I told them I was dead, and I wanted the money. They better not ring during the funeral, that's all I can say. I'm not even going to get into that, because I cry over that and all, I hate them. And you ask to talk to someone from Ireland, and they say they're from Ireland, and they're having a word of English between about 15 of them on a conference call. Would you stop? Oh, stop this. Here's another one. I was almost a Spice Girl, but it's hard to talk about. And she, after writing about a 600 word column on the paper, hard to talk about. Would you go out with that? I say she was no more a Spice Girl. Chatty Spice. Scared Spice. Oh, there was one of those already, wasn't there? Oh, God. Now, here's a terrible thing, right? Young lad, after getting a flake bar off Cadbury's, went to take a big bite out of it. Wasn't there a wasp in it? A dead wasp in the flake. I would have flaked on. Tell you, that's not a good buzz. Stop, God help. What would you do though if you were eating a bar? Imagine eating a bar. I remember one time I got a packet of Meanies and there was a Twix in it. Do you know the way sometimes to get them mixed up in the factory and all? Oh, this fella now have one erection. Do you know that Niall fella, the Irish lad? He says on the paper, Niall, I never get the lady. Sure, would you look at him, lads? God help him. Who'd have him? Do you ever notice in the videos he's only in it for like 2 seconds? He's like that one with the, do you know that, what's the one that holds the pillows and all? What's that one with the clear eye? Do you know that black one? Dreams can come true. Yeah, and she holds a pillow on her face and all. That's what that poor Niall lad is like, God help him. Although, I'll tell you, a bit of a paper bag or maybe a travel bag job over the head and I go on him. Oh, that's it now, I think, for that newspaper.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. LMRA's thought for the day.
Do you know what, Hans? Lately I've been thinking and finding out off all my friends, everyone's terrible upset over the recession. You know, no money to be doing that and like. And you know what I say to everyone? Never mind this going to Australia business, because I'd never go, and no one should ever go again, because I'm going to stick it out and wait for the good times to come back. Because the good times will come back now. All you have to do, right? A few pirate DVDs, get a few blank DVDs, rob them out of Tesco somewhere like that, handy out. Go home on the old computer, download a few films. So people are mad for the new releases these days. Onto a house, knocking on the doors, 2 for €1 or 3 for £15. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's loads of ways. Pirate DVDs is my favourite one. I didn't know about them until about 6 weeks ago. A friend of mine's father was selling them. I said, should I get in on it as well? The foreign fags as well. I don't do the foreign fags. What I do is buy the rollies, make them up myself. So the amber leaf, I sell them on then. 10 amber leaves for €1. She couldn't go wrong. A few pounds for me. Bob's your auntie. Right? There's loads of ways. Robin, I wouldn't be into myself now only during the summer, do you know? I'd be only into it during the summer because the winter months is very cold when you're looking out yokes out of pennies and all. I go into pennies and put on about 16 or 17 different outfits in the dressing room and coming out, and you're one none the wiser like, and I'm coming out with loads of gouts on me like, and then go on and sell them. I'd rob anything for a fiver. Anyone wants anything robbed, I'd rob them for a fiver anywhere in Carlow town, or I could get the, I have the disability pass to go on the train if you want me to go a bit further, if you weren't local or something like that. So let me know. Do you know, I'm telling you lads, there's no recession, the good times are here. The good times are back with a bang. Loads of stuff, drugs, I wouldn't be into them, but I do a bit of selling up here, you know, a 10 spot of hash, something like that. Bit of pollen, straight in from the island of the Aran Islands, fresh out. Send me an old request or something on Facebook, Bebo, hit me up, MySpace, Twitter, Twitter me this and Twitter me that, whatever you want to Twitter you can do, tweet, tweet, anything like that. Loads of different ways, and I do be saying to people, lads, do you know, I've seen people going to Australia and I think you're mad, because I'd never leave Carlo. Alright, the odd day now you might see me down around Kilkenny doing a bit of busking with a tin whistle or something, but that's only if I'm very stuck for money. I go down, make a right few pound down there, down selling a few hurls and that. I do be sure, love the hurling down there, sold a good few hurls down there before Christmas as well. The fireworks is another thing, the black cats, the screamers, although I got into a bit of trouble with the guards over Christmas with them. Sure, I didn't know that you weren't allowed to use them in the Dáil office. I got very angry, to be honest, because the double Dáil wasn't true. So I tell you, I got a black cat and a screamer, stuck two of them together and put them straight in through the window at your one. Siobhan, Lord of mercy on her, she was a nice old devil. Trying to think, ice cream van, I might be going ahead with that if I can get the all going according to plan with the old driver's license. I'm applying there for the theory test I'm going to do in a few years, hopefully, to know before the change to all the questions, to know what people do be saying. Going to get the ice cream van going, I'm going to be selling hot dogs, cold dogs, big dogs, small dogs, terriers, Alsatians, Jack Russells, miniature Jack Russells, cross between a Jack Russell and Alsatian, loads of different jokes, ice cream cones, a twin cone, a screwball, daddy cone, a mammy cone, a sister cone, and now 21st century we have a stepmother cone. So the good times are back now, we're all delighted, and the Celtic Tiger is back. Welcome back, Celtic Tiger. Meow.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. Check out Lil Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.